Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Locked On. No, but
yeah.
No, I was doing that right. Locked On Wolves Wild
Podcast.
There it is. My name is Zachary Bennett, and I am here with Tim Fakeless. Now covering the Minnesota Wild, or at least you were filling in today. Not the Wild, the soccer team.
What is a Wild?
The football team. A team that isn't in the NHL playoffs. That's what they are. The soccer team. MN United.
Just coming in strong. Minnesota United, the Loons.
You were there. Yes. You were there today.
I was.
At US Bank Stadium. The Vault.
Not US Bank Stadium. You're botching this, man.
That's fine. I don't care.
TCF Bank State. Get the wrong bank.
Okay, give me the lowdown. What happened?
They won.
Who'd they play?
The only team in the Western Conference with a worse record than them, Colorado.
Oh, geez.
And they were missing their goalie,
Colorado was?
One Tim Howard that you might know.
No way. He plays in the MLS
A former Evertonian. I was very, very sad when I saw the news that A, he was suspended, and B, his suspension, I think it was game two, was going to happen when they came to Minneapolis, because I knew that was going to be my first game covering. And for those of you that don't know, I'm a big Everton fan, and that made me very sad.
If those who have been around this show for a while would know that. I think we've talked about that for sure.
I think we've mentioned it.
But so they won. What was the score?
1-0.
How does their MLS tenure look?
They started off, well, it's the Wolves Wired Soccer Pod early on.
That's
they
okay.
started off horrible, like historically bad in terms of giving up goals. I think they gave up 5 the first game, 6 the second game, and then like 5 the third game or something. Like, it was really bad.
Just bleak defense?
Incredibly bleak.
Maybe it's a thing that this team and teams in town endure.
So they went out and they made a couple moves. They made a trade with Colorado, actually, and brought in some help for their help defensively.
Defensive woes.
I forgot how to speak for a moment. And it seems to be working. Today was their first clean sheet, but I think the 3 games prior to that, they gave up 2 or fewer goals.
Oh, damn.
They only won 1 of those games.
But they're at the bottom of the conference.
No, they are now in 8th. They're actually 1 point away from playoff contention.
Playoff aspirations.
There have only been 8 games, and there are plenty to go. But, hey, they are in 8th out of 11 in the Western Conference. Could be worse for an expansion team.
I think you'll
and
do
there's,
well.
There's obvious improvement going on.
I think you'll do well covering soccer.
I like soccer. I think it's turned into my second favorite sport. I don't know when that happened, but I think it's past baseball on my list of sports that I love.
Yeah, baseball. I mean, well, let's get into basketball, your favorite sport.
Yes.
The other sport that you cover. We had a formula, but not really a formula, of coming up with draft prospects we were going to talk about, and Timmy and I briefly studied. We did our homework.
We prepped,
and we're going to go a little bit more in depth with them than we did last week when we just said their names and read some of the stuff written at Draft Express about them. So,
yes.
Anything else we need to catch up on before we actually talk about basketball? Soccer was a good minute or two.
Yeah, that was nice. You slept a lot yesterday.
Yeah,
weird hours.
Yeah, daytime.
It's as if you work like an overnight shift or something.
I never sleep very well, you know that.
Yeah, it's true.
Anywho,
you're awake now.
Who did you pick to talk about?
Malik Monk of the University of Kentucky and Jason Tatum, not to be mistaken with Channing Tatum, the actor. Jason Tatum of Duke
Any
University.
Relation?
No. I'm going to talk about a relation as my Malik Monk fun fact, but we'll get into that later.
Do you want to start with Monk, or do you want to start with the other one? Who is the other one?
Jason Tatum. I'll start with Monk. He's at the top of my list.
Okay.
University of Kentucky, UK. No. Yeah, UK. KU is Kansas, right?
Yes.
I always get those messed up. Explosive scorer. He's a good passer. He's 6'4". I think you could compare him. He's a freshman.
Oh, okay.
I think you could compare him for just recency sake to, say, Jamal Murray, if we're talking about last year. He can play both positions, but is primarily a two.
You know I'm smirking because it's a Jamal Murray comparison with a Kentucky guard, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the most recent combo guard happens to be another Kentucky guy.
All right.
The problem, and if we're talking about how he would fit in with the Wolves,
might they have the chance to pick him?
Right now, Draft Express has him going to the Wolves if everything stays the same at six, yes.
But didn't you tell me last week they do it as like a best player formula and not a fit formula?
Yes, but I mean by this logic.
Okay,
yeah,
sure,
but
fine.
Everything is going to, by June, everything will be totally different on
this
list.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah, there might be.
All right.
The problem, and we've talked about this at length, borderline ad nauseum. We've talked about the defensive redundancy, and I think Britt Robeson kind of turned us on to this point at when he came on our podcast a while ago, between Zach LaVine and Andrew Wiggins.
Was the defensive
redundancy that exists
because of the lack of size?
The lack of size and the equal, I guess you could say, inability to lock a guy down consistently. Neither can guard fours really. There's just not a lot there. Malik Monk is a smaller version of them and is probably equally as ineffective defensively to this point.
Could he improve in that area?
Of course he could. Yeah, he's 19. But
what do they say about his flaws?
Well, when I looked at Draft Express a long time ago. I actually like watched Malik Monk this year, so I'm going more off that. But if I remember, I think they mentioned defense. I'm sure they mentioned defense, and I think they mentioned his offensive decision making isn't always stellar. He isn't stellar creating offense against really good teams. I think they said something like that. So that could be problematic because if elite college teams are giving you fits, what are NBA teams going to do to you when you're trying to create off the dribble? I think is a fair question.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it quickly. It says 10% of his possessions came in pick and roll or isolation situations, which isn't many.
No.
So creating against an NBA defense probably might be a challenge.
Right. So, I mean, if Ricky Rubio sticks around and they draft Malik Monk, he might be useful off the catch and shoot, which I think he did a lot of, if I recall. But let's say, for example, he does not. Pairing him with a Chris Dunn type and then with Wiggins and LaVine and Towns, that might not... The fit offensively and defensively, for that matter, might not be as fluid. Overall, I like him as a prospect. I'm not sure...
He's not my boy. He's not your guy.
No.
Okay.
Last year I didn't really have a guy. 2 years ago it was Towns, and I mean that was easy. Last year I didn't really have a guy. It wasn't Chris Dunn, but I didn't really have a guy.
So this year you might have a guy, but this isn't the guy.
I think my tentative...
Don't tell me who your guy is yet.
I'm not gonna say.
All right.
Never mind. I won't even say. Fun facts. I have two. Malik Monk.
Bring him to me. You know I'm pumped about these.
Despite his alleged inability to create offense effectively against elite competition, he had a 30-point second half against the then number 13 Florida Gators.
Oh, wow.
During the regular season. That's something.
How did the Gators finish? Do you know offhand?
They lost. I don't know how they finished, though. I mean, they made the tournament, right? They went a ways.
I meant to ask the question more as in the... To say, I don't care about college basketball rankings one bit. I'm just such a hater when it comes to college basketball.
All it says is, because we're talking about quote-unquote elite basketball competition, and if you're in the top 15...
The SEC?
Yeah. Kentucky?
That's one team.
Hold on.
Bear in mind, I'm not an expert, but Alabama?
Okay.
Arkansas? I'm just hating, dude. I'm hating on college basketball.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's okay.
What's fun fact number two?
Fun fact number two is much more fun. His brother, Marcus, played 2 years in the NFL.
Oh, wow.
Also.
What team?
The Panthers and the Bengals. Then decided to go play 2 years of pro basketball in Germany. He played basketball at, wait for it, Arkansas.
Damn. an SEC school.
Yeah.
They stay close to home. Well, that's interesting. Would you take him if he's there?
It depends on who else is there. Is that my boring answer?
Yeah, that is.
I'll give you a yes or no.
I set it up, you knock it down.
If he was there, keeping in mind Wiggins and Towns and LaVine are all on this basketball team, no.
Fair enough.
Unless he really blows Tibbs away and is this clear best player available type thing. Those scouts and all that know that better than me most cases.
So in a couple sentences, if the Wolves draft him, it would be because?
He can shoot and score.
There you go. Do you want to alternate?
Let's alternate.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, your turn.
I looked briefly at Josh.
Jackson. Kansas.
I wanted to lead with the interesting fact.
Oh.
And it's not so much interesting as it is controversial.
Oh, boy.
These off-the-court issues.
I've heard of such issues.
What is your stance on drafting players with off-the-court issues, specifically assaults, violent-type issues with a member of the opposite sex? I don't mean to get heavy.
I am much less likely to want them on my basketball team.
Are you, as a
far less likely?
Are you, as a coaching staff and a staff of executives, willing to give the benefit of the doubt? And in this case, from what you know, I'm talking about in this case with Josh.
I mean,
Jackson.
I'll put it this way: you need, on one hand, to this happened during the season, right, or did it happen last year?
I just know it happened, and he was going through the, I guess, after math process. Like, I'm reading an article about it that was written March 22nd. So he had been going through this on by then.
Okay.
I don't exactly know when it happened. I can scroll down and look.
Yeah,
at that,
I'm researching it briefly right now.
It's a relatively recent incident that happened, and there's some, there's some relevant or not so relevant details depending on your.
Okay. Here's my take.
Okay.
She should not have said that, obviously. It's awful. Horrible.
Said what?
I'm reading that per court documents, he said he would, quote, beat woman.
After allegedly kicking the door and taillight off of a car belonging to a Kansas women's basketball player on December 9th. And then threatened to beat her.
That makes me less likely to want him in the draft, for sure, to answer your question, but. And I don't want to give people who commit assault or threaten to commit assault the benefit of the doubt. But we have to keep in mind that he was probably 18 at that point. I mean, he's still a kid.
Yeah.
We have to keep that in mind. People, when they're 18, do awful, awful things. This is obviously amongst the upper echelon of awful shit you can do in college.
Yeah. I'm tempted to call it, too, somewhat a product of the environment. And I'm not saying this happened because of the program, but it appears, just from the brief reading that I did before the show, like the victim of the incident, and I'm not victim blaming at all, I'm just saying that the victim of the incident was a victim of a previous incident when she was hit in the arm multiple times and kicked in the face in 2015. And then there, in addition to that, police continue to investigate allegations that a 16-year-old girl was raped in December at a dormitory that houses the Kansas men's basketball team and other students. What I'm saying is there's some serious smoke going on within the program.
Right.
And so with Josh Jackson, yes, the incident happened. You can view it in a darker scope because the program that he was at makes it look worse, you know, on top of it just being him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole program happening here, but I'm generally with you. I would give him the benefit of the doubt, though.
My leash would be significantly shorter for him than anyone else.
Previous incidents are a big deal for me, and he doesn't seem to have any.
Yeah, that's fair. It's just there aren't any scenarios where threatening to beat a woman makes sense. So it's hard to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I also consider that he was just in high school last year. Like, he's a kid, and kids say stupid shit all the time.
I thought that was interesting because it would provoke conversation.
Yeah, that was well done.
We can talk about him as a player, though. I think he's I just think he's a perfect fit as a player, albeit he's a horrible shooter. 54% on free throws. He's got like a Kevin Martin release where it's really low.
Yeah.
It's not even timed well, though, like Kevin Martin was. Like, sometimes he'll shoot on the way down. His elbow is totally out, not in. Just mechanically, there have been some Michael Kidd-Gilchrist comparisons because of those mechanical issues.
Is he a defensive guy?
He is a defensive guy. He's 6'8", can defend. He defended positions 1 through 4 in college.
Okay.
So his main weakness is his shooting and his creating. Sometimes he's too assertive. Sometimes he's really aggressive. He drew 3 technical fouls during the year, all of them because he was complaining about the foul called on him just moments before that.
Right.
Which is like that could indicate a temper thing. Maybe it was just bad day on all 3 of those, whatever. Foul trouble has been an issue. But overall, I really like him if you can fix the shooting.
Sure. Okay. Man, it's just guys like that, and I think I talked about this last week, make me nervous.
Because why?
The guys that come in and can't shoot and are athletic and can play defense in college, I'm just not sold on them as NBA defenders until I see it.
But at least he's willing.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, and we saw that with Chris Dunn this year. He was known as a good college defender, and he came into the NBA, and he was a junkyard dog.
Yeah, he made mistakes because he was too aggressive at times, but you take the aggressiveness.
Especially when you're a rookie. And otherwise, I think he was, a lot of times, he seemed like the best defender on the team, frankly. Like, better than Rubio, which kind of blew my mind. I just talked about how LaVine and Wiggins have this redundancy defensively, and it sounds like, I haven't seen a lot of Kansas this year, but if what you're saying is true, and he can live up to his defensive potential, that would change a thing or two.
That would improve the defense, that would help. I think. Yes. It would allow Wiggins to play the two at times, and hey, in a perfect world, it wouldn't start, obviously, as a rookie, but in a perfect world, maybe LaVine comes off the bench.
Hey.
I just like to say it because it's player comparisons season, and player comparisons are funny.
It's the draft. Those are the best.
Oh, dear. What is going on here?
Tom Schreier just walked through the door while we were recording live.
I thought you wanted me to be part of this pod.
We're in. Have you done your draft?
Do you want to come talk on my mic with me, Tom?
I can.
Get over here.
You guys can share it.
This is adorable. First, he has to pick up a chair. He's crashing a pod. I've never seen a podcast crash. A pod crash.
Are you producing in the other room?
What?
You're producing in the other room?
Yeah, I'm producing.
Nick Hallett's going to be pissed, bro.
He knows I love.
Oh, he's watching Fight Puck on his laptop, too, or his iPad.
Oh, really? The Wild are done, though.
What's a Wild?
Tom Schreier.
I don't know if you can pick this up on the mic.
I can.
I'll talk in the mic now. I was scolded by some people in the media for, we did some Facebook Live for the Wild. Game 4, I was chewing some gum.
You were chewing gum?
I was chewing gum live on the air.
Haven't I told you not to do that before?
So let me analyze the situation, okay? I was producing the football machine, which is typically Zach Bennett's job.
I've had 2 weeks off from that.
Had 2 weeks off while we were doing playoff coverage because frickin' NHL decides to have 2 teams in the Central, in the middle of the country, St. Louis, Missouri, St. Paul, Minnesota. Those 2 teams are playing each other, and they start at 8:30 Central.
It doesn't make much sense.
Makes zero sense. This is why the NHL is struggling, and the NBA is doing great. But anyways, we went to Blue Door. So I would produce the pod. We go to Blue Door afterwards, as you know.
It's the after show spot.
And then I would watch the game at Blue Door, and then go do the Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So
this is a long preamble to
saying this. Your breath stinks when you eat a whole bunch of wings at
Blue
Door.
Yawn.
So I throw some gum in the hatch.
Because all the people listening to the podcast might be able to smell your breath.
You can smell it through the speaker.
Listen, here's the thing. You're sitting really close to 2 other people because Sam Ekstrom's on there. Heather Rule are 2.
He might mind, and he deserves to mind. Who's
people
the other
call
person?
Heather, our hockey columnist.
Well, okay, I don't know Heather, so I'm a little
She is. She puts up with a lot of crap.
I say you go in with this way. You go in with bad breath every time, dude.
By the way, people thought Sam looked like Zuckerberg, which was super funny.
He kind of does.
Kind of does look like Zuckerberg. Kind of does look like Zuckerberg.
Always dressed nice.
Always very professional. Just no one's more professional than Sam Ekstrom. But anyways, I was chewing some gum so that these guys wouldn't be stinking out, or I wouldn't be stinking out the place while I'm talking next to him.
Because he had bad breath, Tom.
Because I had some bad breath.
Disgusting, you know.
And two people, a very prominent hockey writer and a prominent baseball writer, told me not to choose gum on the Facebook Live.
Makes sense.
It's fair. It's a fair comment. It did distract some people. So it also was distracting that apparently I wasn't on video the whole time. But anyways.
That's probably a better thing.
Anyways, I stopped chewing gum. Mr. Fakeless over here. So I tweet out, this is the video where I don't chew gum and analyze some hockey.
Yeah.
Tim Fakeless goes, you artists giving into the mainstream. Was that you or was that? Sorry, Derek. Derek James was like, you artists giving into the mainstream. And what was your comment? You had a great comment.
I said, if you're not chewing gum, I'm not listening.
And so I said, wow. I was like, no.
And where's your gum, hypocrite?
Hey, I know my lane.
My goodness.
That's Tom's lane. I'm not stealing a brand.
Anyways, I was joking
with
him.
We didn't even talk about Simmons, dude. And you perked in here like there was a Simmons alert.
Oh, I did hear Simmons on the podcast.
Yeah.
You made a reference.
I
tweeted to both of you and didn't get a response.
No, you DM'd.
Was upset.
That's why you didn't get a response.
Well, I can't DM?
No, I don't respond to DMs,
dude. Oh, goddamn.
I don't.
That's only how Giles and Ben.
I don't look at emails and I don't respond to DMs.
No, that's only how Giles and Ben talk. Like, if I text them, they won't respond. If I DM them, they will.
Super weird.
It is super weird.
It must be a hockey.
It might be. Those little fight puckers.
Fight puck, sorry.
What's a wild? But anyways, yeah, so I joking around with you guys. I'm like, you guys are the best. I loved your humor and good nature. And I said, you guys don't even know what a wild is. And I got like 100 responses from the basketball community.
No
that's
way.
Really? Yeah.
It's a good story.
It was a decent story. It's not really Wolves centric, however. But
that's fine. That's what you do when you commandeer the podcast. You throw it up.
I tilt it. I'm producing the soccer podcast right now.
Clearly.
I'm producing it.
You're doing a wonderful job.
I'm producing it. And I thought I'd come over here and talk some basketball.
When is that going to start?
Have you done your draft homework yet?
I should.
Even your syllabus. You haven't even read the syllabus.
Between us so we can both.
Yeah, let me pick you up. I can pick you both up.
As this Clippers series is bothering me. I'm not going to go live because I know it'll be done by the time this goes out. But it's
what are you talking
right
about?
Now.
The Clippers and the Jazz are playing.
I'm not
right
cutting
now.
This.
Rudy Gobert is playing. It's wonderful.
Okay, so that because I do want this to be a good series.
Tom said it was over for the Jazz that because
I
of the
said
Rudy
that
Gobert,
when Gobert went down.
I know. I'm just keeping you.
And now Blake Griffin went down, and the tables have turned.
I'm keeping you accountable.
I'm on Team Utah here. I want to see a Clippers implosion.
You got to look at the mic, dude.
I want a Clippers
there
implosion.
You go. Perfect. This is
and
awesome.
I
by
want
the way.
Team Utah.
This is the
I'm
best
on
spot.
Team Utah. I also have expressed on this podcast. I think Serge Ibaka would be a fit.
Yeah, nice fit for the Wolves, Timmy.
Nice
what do you
fit
think?
For the Wolves. Is there anyone from
unrestricted free?
Who's
agent?
That?
Serge Ibaka, unrestricted free agent.
I'm in as long as he picks up what he used to do defensively. Right. I would love him.
Under Tom Thibodeau, you got him.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like
next
this,
to Towns. Ooh.
I feel like this has been an under the radar thing that could happen for a long time. But anyway,
I think it could. So you guys saw Paul George's comments, right? And he would not talk about free agency.
Well, I just saw the ones where he kept throwing his teammates
so
under
he threw
the bus.
Some teammates under the bus, and then someone asked, like, you know, kind of, are you going to stick around for this? If the Wolves could get Paul George, who apparently is buddies with Tibbs. Tibbs, like, the way he talks about
there's
him.
There's the USA connection,
yeah.
For sure.
If you get Ibaka and George in one offseason, I mean, Tibbs is a hero, right? That team is sweet.
Maybe, yeah.
That team has a deep
you
bench.
You can't get Ibaka and George, if that's what you just said.
The problem is, I think George is a much better player, obviously, but you
Ibaka would be a fit, yeah.
Much bigger fit.
So you haven't done your draft homework.
No,
if
I am. Wolf,
if you could make the pick right now for him, who would you pick? Have you done that?
Is Malik Monk like available at that spot, or is that
we just finished talking about
Tim
him?
Tim just talked about him. Tim, you want to give him your consensus?
He gets buckets. He's a little undersized, and he is inconsistent defensively. And we already have enough of that.
Yeah,
Tim doesn't pick him if he's there.
Everyone wants Isaac. Wolves Twitter wants Isaac.
Is that true?
Andy G from Punch Drunk Wolves wants Isaac.
Which means the Wolves aren't getting him.
No. They never get who Andy wants, which sometimes is good because he wanted Okafor.
I don't know if he wanted him, but he fought for him like me. I will live on that hill till the day I die.
Who is the... So, the only player I don't want kind of in the Wolves range is that point guard. I just don't think... I think you got to go with Rubio.
What's his name? What point guard? Tatum? Is Tatum the other guy Tim talked about?
No, Tatum's a three...
If you pull up Draft Express...
Are you talking about... You're not talking about the top two guys, right? Fultz and...
No.
Are you talking about Fox?
Yes. So, I'm saying stay away from Fox.
Tommy, did you look at him?
I did not look at De'Aaron Fox.
Why are we staying away, Tommy?
I just don't think you need another point guard. I know that Rubio is still controversial. I think Rubio is part of the winning solution in Minnesota. I'm very confident in this. He shot very well towards the end. I don't think it's an aberration. I don't think it's 33 points tonight, but I think he can give you 15.
Yeah.
As long as you're some sort of scoring threat, he's
we're
good.
We're sold on Rubio.
I know. I'm telling the straw man I've created.
I feel like most of diehard Wolves Twitter is on board with Rubio. It's the people that watch the people. God, I'm about to make Minnesota people. Sports generalization here, and it's probably
somebody,
not correct.
Somebody's
my
wife.
Inclination is to leads me to believe that the people that hate Ricky Rubio or the people that hate Joe Mauer are the people that hate Zach Parise.
I think there's a lot.
I just made a hockey reference on Wolves.
I think that's a good analysis of the place we live in the sphere. Where
I don't know if Zach Parise is on that level. I know he was once good. I feel like everyone hates him now, and I assume that he's still good.
People like him now.
You guys are Joe Mauer apologists.
I am a Joe Mauer apologist.
You don't get to.
However,
you don't get to
a good right fielder. That's where
you do not get to fault a guy for getting a giant contract after winning an MVP and three batting titles. That's not his fault.
That's true.
He earned that contract.
I love this Tim Fakeless. He's a good man. So real quick, Parise is liked because he was scoring in the playoffs. But however, he is a potential Mauer.
He also gave a goal. Never mind. We're not talking about hockey.
Yeah. So,
anyways, two hockey games.
We were talking about this.
Fight puck.
So fight puck. So here's who Draft Express kind of has in the range. I don't want Fox. I think Tatum's not going to be there, right, when they're drafting.
I don't know. Tim would be the one to ask. I think
this whole list on Draft Express is a pre lottery, pre workouts ranking. This whole list is going to look different in 2 months.
Okay.
Don't worry about that ranking.
I think the small forward sounds like a...
Which one? Josh Jackson?
I mean, I'm just talking generally. I think that's a position that would make sense to get.
I'm with you on that train.
One
who can defend and shoot threes?
That would be nice. And you said your boy, I don't know how to say his name, Markkanen. Not good, right?
You don't want him? I don't know.
A lot of people really like him.
By a lot of people,
I mean my friend Blake and my dad love him.
I don't know.
Papa Fakeless.
I don't know if I pick him, but I'm obviously on board because of the Arizona bias. I was surprised that you didn't admit that. I was on the Derek Williams train. Anybody? Where's Nick Wise right now? I don't know. I wish I could call him.
Salim Stoudemire, what's he doing?
I could not tell you.
I think really the guys you're looking at, from what we know right now, are this Markkanen, Isaac, Monk, and Tatum, right? Or do you think Josh Jackson might be available?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't think
it's gonna be long.
Here's what's almost definitely gonna happen. One of Monk, Markkanen, and Isaac will end up in the top five. One of Fultz, Ball, Jackson, and Tatum will end up closer to 10 late lottery.
They're gonna get a good player. Do your job and scout and get a good player. And the other thing too is you're just adding a piece. Like, this doesn't have to be your franchise here.
So
the Wolves are in a good place.
Your philosophy is draft best player or draft for fit?
Draft best player, because they need assets.
Fair enough.
What if it's a point guard?
I think you still draft him. Now, the issue there is when they play. But I look at this roster as two point guards. One that's definitely a starter, and one that's definitely a backup.
Is that Tyus Jones?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tyus and Rubio, I think...
I don't know if Thibodeau and the office agree with you, but I know what you're saying.
I think he is calling Chris Dunn a point guard because he wants to leave that door open. I think Chris Dunn is a wing stopper.
That's fair.
I agree.
So I don't see Chris Dunn as a point guard.
Sweet deal.
Anyways, that's how I look at the draft. I think do your job as the front office.
For sure.
The issue is I don't know if we know straight up who has the most skill in this draft. I feel like it's more...
I think it's clear.
Who?
I mean,
there's two. There's two clear. Ball and Fultz are light years ahead of everybody else.
Timmy, you know stuff about them? Because since they're at the top.
Yeah, they're both scoring point guards that can pass. Ball's a little bit better of a passer, but Fultz can score like a madman. And they both shot over 40% from three.
if you're one of the top teams at the draft or whoever gets it, don't you refuse to take Ball just because his dad's like loony?
I would take Fultz because he can score like a madman, and he's a good passer, and he's a good shooter. Just all of those things are wonderful. He sounds like he reminds me of a taller Damian Lillard almost.
I think what's going to happen is LA is going to get there's a chance LA gets the second pick, right?
And they end up with Ball.
They take Ball, and Ball wants to be there. His dad wants him.
How many guards can you have?
It's just why. That's what the Wolves. Their guards are. How did that work out?
D'Angelo Russell isn't good enough for you not to take Ball because he's there. At this point, he's good.
Ball's
like I think he's
good.
Very
Ball's
good.
That good though.
No, it's that Russell hasn't proven himself as good enough to roll with him for the foreseeable future. He's good, but what did he average this year? Like 14-7 or something?
Came off the bench at one point.
It's pretty good. Jordan Clarkson's pretty good. Ingram, I don't know yet. He's not even a guard, really. He's a three. He's yeah, a two he's slash a three.
He's a skinny three.
Yeah. You pick whoever is there that you think is good.
Yeah, I don't know if Markkanen will ever be good enough defensively. Markkanen's the other guy I looked at, by the way, Timmy.
Yes. Oh, okay.
But the lineage is there because both of his parents played for the Finnish national
team. He could get bigger too, right? He's 225, 7 feet.
His dad played for Roy Williams at the University of North Carolina. His brother is
Wait. No way.
Way.
His dad played Roy Williams has coached North Carolina for like 10 years.
Then this is okay, maybe it was Kansas. It was Kansas.
Okay, that makes way more sense.
Sorry for misreading it.
That's just like, no. Wow, his dad was doing stuff early.
Facts needed to get in the way here.
Lori was going to his dad's college games when he was a middle schooler. All right. Sorry, continue.
That was fun. I just tried to do that in my head.
My only hesitation with him was that you're an Arizona guy and you didn't seem all in on him. It seems like a guy who could grow into his body.
If he's there, I think you pick him. I just don't think he'll be there. I think he'll be one of the guys that
shoots up the draft.
That one of you two said gave me three names about how they would shoot up, and I think he would be the one.
Yeah, one of those three is going to shoot up, and one of like those five or two of the five are going to drop. One out of the lottery. It wouldn't shock me if one in the top eight falls out of the lottery. That always happens. Like at one point. This is more grand scale, like, sorry.
We're off the rails, and that's fine. I don't care. This is awesome.
DeAndre Jordan. No. Screw DeAndre Jordan. Chase Buttinger, for the longest time, was seen as a top 10, top 5 prospect. Like, even partway into his time at Arizona, right?
Yeah.
How far did he fall? I'm looking this up now, but he fell pretty damn far out of the out of the lottery. He might have even been a second rounder, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the 44th pick.
Damn.
For the longest time, he was a top 10 prospect. Then he just shot down. I don't know what it was. I know that happened more mid-season. Maybe he just didn't have a good 1 year at, or 3 years rather at, whatchamacallit, Arizona. But I'm just saying, people will drop like crazy if you call for it. Or if you want to talk about DeAndre Jordan, who I think left as a freshman, who might be a better example.
Where did he even go?
He went to A&M. Texas A&M.
Got it.
And
it's so weird. I wouldn't have guessed.
Everyone thought he was like, he was going really high on mock drafts because basically for everything that he ended up doing.
Because he's a monster.
Yeah. Everything he ended up doing is why he went so high. But then he came off the bench and all this other shit and people were nervous to take him, so he fell to the second round. That kind of thing will happen.
I think the natural tendency is you notice a guy and then you start digging deeper into his background and his flaws. Like Josh Jackson, for me, Tommy, didn't know about. He's been the perfect prospect for the last week and a half. And I just today found out about his legal issues with a previous incident of assault. And Timmy and I had to talk about that, about how we felt about taking somebody with that kind of background. I think ultimately we decided that the people in place, the president, you know, his executives, the coaches, would have to harbor a nice environment or an environment conducive to winning and success and keeping him out of trouble like that. You trust yourselves with that kind of pick is what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I agree. You'd think Tibbs would be authoritarian a little bit. Lay the law down. But
Timmy, who was the other guy you looked at?
Jason Tatum.
What about him? You like him?
Not Channing Tatum's brother.
What?
I don't like him.
You don't?
For the same reason I don't like Josh Jackson.
Why is he relevant to the conversation? Because
he could be big and he's strong and he jumps really high.
Could he be available when the Wolves
pick? Yes.
Okay.
Like right now, he's not listed as available. He went to Duke.
Okay.
And the fact that he was coached by Coach K makes me feel better because he's really good about bringing skill or developing skill out of his players. There aren't very many unskilled guys that come out of Duke.
No.
So that makes me feel good.
Greg Paulus went to play quarterback at Syracuse.
Yeah, okay. That's the example you come up with?
I love
Good Lord, man.
I love that, dude.
The storied history of Duke University, and you come up with Greg Paulus.
It's a running bit, dude. It's been a thing since I was 17.
Okay.
Just roll with it.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about it, but...
I should check on this other podcast. I'll let you guys...
See you, Tom.
Thank God. Your breath stinks. I've been waiting to say that this whole time.
Just kidding, Tom. We'll bust in on Nick when we're done. Tell him.
All right, sounds good.
He'll be real excited about it, I bet.
Is he wearing his hat? Tim was there. He was wearing his hat.
Don't snitch on us, bro.
Snitching.
We'll know who the rat is.
Me. All right.
What were you saying?
Tatum.
Yeah.
He's a potential guy, is what I call him.
But you wouldn't take
him. Let me give you background.
All right, go.
Big, strong guy, 6'8", like two... Oh, God, now I have to look this up.
Should I compare him to Julius Randle or whatever?
He's more a small forward. 6'8", 205, strong guy, athletic, gets up high. He has a great physical profile. He could be a great defender.
Put the ball in the basket?
He shoots okay around the hoop. He's not a terrible... He shot 50% from the field.
Sure.
And he shot threes. He shot from the three-point line. He played like a prototypical three, I guess, NBA three, and he looks like one, but he shot inefficiently. He shot like Rubio percentages from deep in college, which is troubling.
Was he like a main function of their offense, or was he
just
a role?
He was up there. He averaged, I think, 16 points a game, which obviously in college is a big deal. The problem is the skills just aren't all honed in yet, and he doesn't shoot terribly well, and it's all potential. He has high defensive potential. He has a good physical profile, and you need to wait and see with him. It's a higher risk. Like I compared Jaylen Brown last year, had...
You didn't
All
like
this,
him. You were
I didn't like him. It's the same reason I don't like Tatum, which proves that I can be very wrong because Jaylen Brown turned into a pretty good player or has turned so far into a pretty good player. On the other hand, Derek Williams exists. Great physical profile. Looks like you could become a good defender, 6'8". Looks like he should be able to become a shot blocker, a 3/4 combo forward. Never panned out.
No.
You never know. I don't know what I'm getting out of him. I have no fun facts for him because he apparently is not fun. He just plays basketball. Good for him. He stays out of the spotlight. Oh, no. I take that back because I found that ridiculous website I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah. Proceed.
It's called namedet.com.
Namedat.com.
Yes. Facts and stats about the name Jason Tatum. That's spelled Jason. They specify.
Super credible source here.
Oh, yeah. There are approximately 8 people in the U.S. named Jason Tatum. Moreover, most people with the surname Tatum are born on a Friday and die on a Saturday.
Jasons are born in the month of September
and die in January.
Was he born on a Friday?
Oh, my God. That's a good question.
Continue with what you were saying.
Yeah, you look that up while I'm naming these stats. Persons named Jason Tatum are oftentimes not very healthy.
Oh, dear.
Look out. Teams, or live a high-risk, accident-prone lifestyle. And here is why. The average life expectancy of people named Jason Tatum in the U.S. states recorded since 1880 is 53.5 years.
Wow.
346 deaths of people with the first name Jason, again, specifically spelled Jason, have been reported to the U.S. Social Security Administration. The average life expectancy of persons named Jason, this can't be right, is 36.2 years.
He was born March 3rd, 1988.
What day of the year or day of the week is that?
I'm getting to that, but my birthday is March 2nd, which freaks me out that it's so close. And by the way, born in 1998, we're fucking old.
Yeah, right? I saw that earlier. We're 2 years away from millennium babies being drafted.
Keep talking.
On the other hand, the average life expectancy of people with the last name Tatum is 71 years.
Was born on a Tuesday, so we can throw all that out.
Yep. So apparently none of this is true.
Thank you for being dedicated.
Where was he born, does it say?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe I know. Thank you for
St. Louis.
Thank you for being dedicated to the bit, by the way.
Yeah, I went all in.
I needed that from you.
The most Jason Tatums live in the state of Texas. He was born in Missouri and attends Duke.
So what you're saying is people who are named Jason who spell their name J-A-Y-S-O-N are monsters.
Who die early. Well, yeah, good luck to you, Jason.
The Wolves probably shouldn't pick him then.
Yeah, just all the signs point to 58% of Jason's are Caucasian.
Did you talk about his defense at all? What did you say about his defense?
I said he has high defensive potential because of his size, his frame, and his athletic ability, but it is not honed in yet, a la maybe an Andrew Wiggins.
Got it.
As all the makings of a good defender is not there yet.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the Wolves just don't have time to develop another player, do they?
Or 100% agree.
Okay. Who's your boy in the draft?
Right now, it's Markkanen.
Really?
It's subject to change. It's a very tentative your boy, but...
Well, talk to me about him a little, and then we'll go.
Well, you've already talked to me about him a lot, I think.
Oh, Markkanen, yeah, duh. Yeah. I misheard what you said.
Can shoot, tall... Would fit next to Towns nice, would have two stretch bigs on the
you
floor
just
together.
Hope for improvement defensively out of the current core?
Yes, that's exactly right. And I don't foresee him being a starter, more, I guess, a Ryan Anderson off the bench type. I am sorry. Oh my God, I'm forgetting his name. He's potted with us 1,000 times and he hates Ryan Anderson.
Oh, Matt Femright?
Matt Femright. Sorry, Matt. I'm looking for him to be a
we
got to
get him on the... I'm trying to have a guest on the pod day this week.
You know what? We were supposed to... Never mind. I was supposed to ask Lucas Seehafer to join the pod. He wants to come on.
Okay, what day?
A Wolf Among Wolves. I'll text him right after we're done.
All right. Let him know anytime is fine.
Yeah.
Mike Brody on Monday. House of Comedy, you and I both there.
Guest judges. I'm excited.
At the funniest person with a day job competition.
Yeah.
Go see it. Tickets are $4 at the...
That's it.
Rick Brunson's
Brunson is in the coach. Rick Brunson.
Brunson. I'm getting into the Lynx groove here. So
at the Mall of
Rebecca
America.
Brunson has been on my mind. That's so, at the Mall of America? That's what I thought.
Yes.
I've never been there, but I will be a celebrity judge there, as will Timmy, ideally, if he makes the contact soon.
It's happening.
It'll be a good time. It's confirmed. We've confirmed.
It's confirmed. We're judges. He asked like how we want to be labeled and everything, or announced. We're going to be announced.
Go see it. I give it 3 go see it. Rick Brunson's
Agreed.
House of Comedy.
If you're funny, you should go to it.
And compete.
I got a guy that I want to compete.
You've got a day job, though.
We should ask Matt Diaz to go and do it. Go and compete.
Right? I wonder if it's an open mic thing. I'll have to do
it. It seems like, here, I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like that's what it is.
Chance
to win $1,000. Anyone can enter. Celebrity judges like us. Big celebrities.
I bet Matt won't do it, but if he does do it, and he wins, and anybody who has listened to this podcast...
Oh, shit. Never mind. Matt
collusion.
Matt can't do it. Never mind.
Collusion.
Matt can do the one in May.
Let's talk about KG quick and get the hell out of here.
Yes.
Go have a beer. What happened? He said something about the way the team treated Flip's death. Am I wrong? Did I see that?
He said something about... Here, I'm going to pull this up right now.
I'll admit it. It was a sketchy source that I saw in my Facebook news feed, so I'm not totally sure about the... credibility of this.
Kevin article. Garnett, the breakup with the Wolves, quote, showed me the true Glenn Taylor.
Does it say anything about Flip Saunders?
I'll read the quote. It seemed like it was perfect for how Flip organized and put the team together and designed it. Obviously, when he left us, Glenn saw differently and wanted to go a different way. I always said I wanted to be part of an organization that's about winning more progressively in that direction. Minnesota seemed like a perfect fit for that. That has changed. I don't see myself doing that anytime soon, but that is still a goal of mine. In other words, he doesn't like the direction that Glenn Taylor is going. I don't know if that means hiring Tibbs or what exactly.
The quote that is interesting, and I want to talk about it, but the quote that I'm talking about was something that this article says is according to John Krasinski, so it has to be legit. It says,
yes.
Regarding Flip, I thought he wasn't celebrated the proper way.
Oh, wow.
You have high school banners. You have expletive hockey banners, parentheses, hanging in the rafters. You couldn't put a Flip banner in Target Center, someplace that we helped build, We established that market.
Ooh.
I helped grow that with him. you can't put him in the parentheses rafters question mark. Powerful stuff, and I'll tell you, I totally agree.
Yeah, I do too. I'm just learning. This all makes sense, and I'm going to explain it to you.
The fact that there isn't a banner is inexcusable, in my opinion.
Agreed. I'm just shocked that...
Doesn't Malik have one?
Yeah.
If Malik has one, Flip needs one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why isn't it... I mean, we can butt heads.
That's absurd.
We can talk until we're blue in the face.
Do you think Garnett's going to refuse to get his number retired until they do one for Flip? They should do one the same night, really, at this point.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think you're... In theory, couldn't they retire his number just without his fucking permission?
Yeah, but that would look awful.
If he came out and said afterwards?
I guess. It would still look awful. Honoring a guy that doesn't show, unless...
It's the Minnesota way to do it, passive-aggressive. Don't actually mend your fences behind the scenes, just retire his number without asking.
And then, or just do like a congratulatory tweet and add him. It's like the passive-aggressive text.
Unbelievable. No, I'm with him. I'm totally with him.
Oh, okay.
The Wolves Wired podcast demands a Flip banner.
I love how... Okay, I feel like this podcast is wrapping up, right?
Speaking of, Krasinski also notes that Glenn Taylor said in February he was hoping to plan a jersey retirement ceremony for KG.
And that was obviously halted a little bit.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. You were still talking about the Wolves, and I was going to recap how we prepped and we got all excited to do a point-by-point podcast a little bit more. And then Tom came in and just mucked everything up.
But there was some structure to it.
There was.
What I figured out is if you don't totally go concrete sequential on it, like you can plan a formula to a T, but it's going to go awry. So knowing that, you have to plan the formula to the extent that you want the show to go awry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we did well. We had talking points. You don't think we did a good show? Or are you saying
I think we had a great show. I just thought it was funny that
Tom ruined it, is what you're saying?
That the co-founder of this program came in and mucked up what was a very nice and neat podcast. That's great. I don't know.
He's my boss, so I give him a little credit.
I don't call him my boss.
Well, I certainly don't expect you to.
Not till I've already publicly displayed my lack of affection for my lack of payment.
Yeah, you have said you wish you had a contract.
I'm holding out for more money. I'm holding out for money.
Go on air.
I'm not holding out. I'm going to keep potting.
Go in there and tell him. Tell him on air on the Soccer Pod right
now. That'd be great.
Tim Fakelis, TimFakLis, covers music and the Wolves at City Pages and the Wolves specifically at A Wolf Among Wolves. My name is Zachary Bennett, at ZacharyBD on Twitter. This has been Locked On Wolves Wired. So long.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.